All right, we're going to talk about the illegal things we do every day.
Okay.
This is a Reddit thread, and it's kind of fun, and I thought, hey, well, maybe we'll let some folks get into Papa Roach, the strip-down show.
Yeah.
If they share with us the illegal thing they do every day.
Every day.
Of course, we all speed, right?
Yeah.
Because you get yelled at if you do the speed limit.
Right.
People are like, what is wrong with you?
See, hands yelled at.
Behind you.
Tailgated. Oh, my God. If
they yelled at, would be an improvement over how people behave.
They fire shots at Phil. Wow, that was really bad. They fire shots at Phil. I said they fire shots at Phil. Yeah. Anyway, you're saying.
Yeah. So the illegal things people do every day.
Exactly. Yes.
All right. So speed. Right.
Mm-hmm. Speed. Text. Text and drive.
Oh, distracted driving?
Yeah, distracted driving.
Oh, man, it's everybody.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I do it.
I've done it.
I mean, I try not to.
Yeah.
If there's some open lanes, I'm like, Instagram, what?
I'm looking at my Facebook profile right
time,
now.
Scroll.
I'm going to answer this nasty comment.
All right, so we got speeding, distracted driving. What else? Call in what you do illegal.
Yeah.
Every day. The illegal thing you do every day.
Yeah. Right.
We won't judge you.
Steal cable? No,
sir. 203-882-9757. Also on this list. So it's a lot of traffic stuff. Running stop signs.
Yeah. Oh, God.
So rolling stop signs?
Yeah. Sometimes it means see a stop
sign. I have
sign.
To do that because I live in New Britain now. And if you don't do that, they'll shoot you. Like, you can't, you don't stop at the stop
You can't
sign.
Come to a complete stop.
Yeah, it's right. Just you don't do that.
Okay.
Robert in Stanford.
Yeah, hey.
Hey.
So the illegal things I do every day are, where do I start? I mean, it's
start
nice
with the worst one.
Illegal.
Yeah. Start with the most illegal.
Yeah, but I mean, most illegal. I mean, are we talking girls, hookers, and stuff like that? I just came back from Vermont. Talk about the illegal things that were happening up there.
Okay. So
run us through your Vermont trip.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, it's crazy.
Okay, so hookers.
Where an example?
Start? Yeah.
Let's start with hookers.
So where'd you find your hookers?
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Oh, they just we bring them to the house, you know, that's so nice, you know.
Day?
Don't get me wrong, I like dating, you know. I go out, I was in Lake George in Vermont yesterday, this weekend, but it's just so much easier if they just come to the house.
Is there a Lake George in Vermont?
No.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yesterday. Yeah, it was beautiful, beautiful weekend up there. Yeah, a lot of fun. Had this one drunk chick, she just fell right over 3 times when we were talking to her.
What did you put in her drink?
How is mom doing?
No. Her boyfriend on the motorcycle said, "You're too drunk. I'm going to get my car." And so he left her there, and then she just fell over 3 times. My buddy got her number, and she had tattoos across her chest, and he was poking her finger down, you know.
Okay, I got to go.
Yeah. Okay, bye.
Right,
you're, this sounds weird.
Right, he's in the running.
Yes.
I don't know if I believe that. I think that might be a story to get the tickets.
I believe it is, too, yes.
Know. Yeah, because I want specifics on the hookers.
Yeah, right. I asked, where did you get the hookers? And he's like, they came to the house.
Right.
I wouldn't know. Huh?
Is that like, is there DoorDash? Like hooker DoorDash?
Yeah. Yes. It's HoorDash.
I like it. Yeah, okay.
Make some money now.
Call in the illegal thing you do every day, Rob in Stratford.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good Hello.
Morning. You know, traffic related, but I take my daughter that goes to high school. I take her to school in the morning, and it's off of Route 8, and I get off this exit. There's a huge line in the right lane. And the left lane is left turn only. I always blow down that lane to the light and cut everybody off in the right lane.
I do that shit too.
Everybody hates your ass.
I love that. I just had to hit the dump button
on
you.
Sorry, guys.
Jesus, and they let you on the radio.
I know.
So much so good.
So you get fingers and horn blown at you every day.
Everything.
Yeah, I'm not proud of it, but if I didn't do it, my daughter would be like half an hour late to school.
Right.
You need the bumper sticker, proud driver of an honor roll student driving her to school.
Awesome. I love it. Thank you. All right, the illegal thing you do every day or on a regular basis.
Right.
I don't do this every day, but when I'm at Market 32, I go through the self-checkout.
Uh-huh. Same money that
and
way.
I know how to ring everything up except for the tomatoes.
Yeah, there's a little barcode. A little code you got to punch in.
No, but they want you to put the number
the
in.
The numbers in, yeah.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Seriously. Right.
So, I feel like that's their tip to me.
So free
that's
tomatoes.
Their thank you parting gift.
Right.
Here's a couple of tomatoes. Now, it's not like six or ten.
Right.
It's two.
Right.
Like, I don't have time to punch this stuff in.
When do you go shopping?
Never.
They're going to be watching
and it's not
now.
Market 32. I go to
Stop and Shop.
Right. Stop and Shop. That's it.
Right.
Yeah.
Try and save. That's it. Yeah.
That's where I go.
Yeah, that's the ticket.
Yeah. Mike in West Haven.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
The illegal thing I do
every day.
Is I smoke a joint on the way to the first job. I'm a landscaper. So when we're going to the first job, I'm smoking a joint in the truck.
I think your grandfather, I think landscapers can be high all
they're
the time.
Right. To,
yeah,
right?
You're more with nature. More with nature. Only way to cut grass is to have grass.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
We did a segment on landscapers smoking weed.
Yeah.
The That's amount hilarious. Of calls. I almost want to say, call if you're a landscaper who doesn't smoke weed.
Right. That guy did heroin.
Ha ha. Oh, no.
But it is illegal to drive and smoke a joint, so we're going to put you in the running here for the Papa Roach stripped down performance. We've got a lot of driving kind of things. We got speeding, distracted driving, rolling stop signs, using the bus only lane to drop off your daughter at school.
Right.
Then we had random calls, hookers.
Yes.
Smoking weed, driving up to the first landscaping job.
Right. Eye opener.
Annie on the road, or Ann on the road.
And how are you guys? I love your show. Love you, AJ.
Love you more.
I'm calling us. I'm using an anonymous name because I'm not really super proud of this one, but it's kind of like survival mode as the economy got hard. I have kids. I work. I sell my prescription medicine that my insurance covers. Not everything. I don't use everything that I have, so I sell any of the extras. And I learned to shut my water meter off, so every once in a while I'll shut it off when the couple days just to save money on the water bill. We get billed for that monthly now.
Wow. How do you shut the meter off and keep the water going?
Out of curiosity.
There's a way to remove the pin, and then you can set it up so it looks like it's on if they come to check.
Wow.
For you.
You're diabolical.
That's not diabolical. This is life. This is life in Connecticut now.
It's a great life.
This is smart mom.
You got to try to pay your bills.
Yep.
Yeah, I have three kids. I work two jobs. It's like it's hard to survive. So you resort to these things. Like I said, I'm not super proud of it, but it is what it is.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do.
All right, with these two jobs, if you win the Papa Roach stripped down tickets, are you going to be able to go?
Yeah, I can put in for, absolutely. Yeah.
All right, just don't steal anything at Little Pub.
Don't sell any drugs when we're there.
No. Bring the drugs. So
yeah, you might make some money. Girl, that's a good spot.
All right, Ann. Thanks for being honest.
Thanks, Ann.
And keep up the good fight.
Yes, good luck.
Yeah, take care of your family.
Ann.
Thank you, guys. Do I stay on the phone?
No, we got your number.
Okay, cool. All right, have a good one.
Bye. You too.
Bye.
Gary in Torrington.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I basically go through the right on red. You know, you make the law that you can go right on red, and then you put up signs that say you can't go
everywhere.
Right on red.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Everywhere.
I'm the guy that sits there, hit this all the horns going, bat, nap behind him. Yep.
You're that person?
I'm that person. Yeah. Just, no right on red. I don't do right on red.
I stop and look. Nobody come and I go right on red.
Right.
That's the whole point.
Yep.
Yeah. Smart people can manage this situation.
That's why everybody keeps yelling at me. Just go! I'm like, okay, guys, the sign says no turn on red.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. That's a good one. Thank you, Jerry. Austin on the road.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Morning. Good, thanks.
So I used to belong to a coffee subscription to an establishment. And when times got tough, I had to cancel that. But I realized that they don't really monitor or care. And it's kind of like make your own coffee. So, you know, go in there every once in a while and kind of make my own coffee and just wave to them because they remember me and they know me and just kind of walk out.
Nice.
Even though I don't have the subscription anymore.
That's great.
That's cool.
The confidence you need to be like, nope, I am a member. Yeah. I pay for it.
Like you hear every day.
Love that.
Right.
Yeah.
Give them a quick wave. Hey, how's it going? How's it going, guys?
Yeah.
And then right. Kind of continue on the wave.
Good morning to you.
Yep.
Yeah. There was a serial Super Bowl crasher, and that was exactly what he said. He said 90% of this is just walk in like you're supposed to be there. Mm. Right. Nobody will stop you.
Yep. Well, Megan Dahl, who used to do news on this show for many years, her and Mark would travel for his business. They'd be in a hotel, and if they heard there was a wedding downstairs, they were like, you want to go?
They just go.
And they would just go and just start talking to everybody.
Yeah.
And they became the best friends of everybody there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Confidence is key. Just walk in.
Yeah. I love it. Thank you, Austin. Dennis and Darianne.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, so one illegal thing I always do is
hello?
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 They got him.
He wasn't supposed to share it.
Yeah. They swooped right in on him.
Right in the middle of it. I know.
Oh, damn it.
I thought I heard a click of like a handcuff.
Cheryl Wallingford.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Talk to us. Hello. Live in the now.
I would like to tell you one illegal thing that I do every day.
What
I
would that be?
For the state of Connecticut.
You work for the state of Connecticut. Okay. Go ahead.
Right.
And I work in the judicial department at one of the courthouses, and I bring my vape pen in every day.
You felon.
Yeah, girl.
You felon.
That's fantastic.
I love that. I'm telling you, one day it dropped out of my pocket, and one of the other clerks says, oh, that must be yours, Michelle. I said, oh, no. But
you just used your real name.
Yeah. Oh, no. I did too, didn't I?
That's all right.
Let me guess, the vape is marijuana?
That's all right.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Oh, I better hang up now.
That's not your name.
There's a lot
Michelle,
of Maurice.
Is it a nicotine
Thanks,
or
Melissa.
A weed one? Melissa. We'll make a weed one. Respect.
Weed.
Thank
you. Oh, that's great.
Yep.
In the judicial system.
This explains a lot now, doesn't it?
In the court.
Yep.
She's like the
it.
Friendliest person there.
Right. She's always smiling. We're so happy.
Hey, have a great day, guys.
Right.
You too. Thank you. You're in the running for the tickets.
You definitely have one already.
Get me Rick. A job.
Rick in Stratford.
Yeah, another moving violation. Like AJ, I do not take a right-hand turn on red.
Yeah.
I do take a left-hand turn on the arrow signal if it's red.
Oh.
Wild, man.
Are you the people the conga
line.
Left-hand
lane and no cars are coming, yeah. I just take a left.
Yep.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you do it with a right turn?
I don't know.
But dangerously.
Maybe I'm just programmed.
You like
the
risk?
That I never did it. But that sometimes the red light on the left-hand lane, it's just a pain in the ass when there's no cars coming, especially on Route 34.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, they figured out Route 34. They figured out how to get those lights to make you stop at every single one.
Seems mm-hmm. like it, yep.
Yes, and that's the problem. It's, instead of a five-minute ride, it's a 20-minute ride.
Yeah.
But you cut it in half now.
You want to save the environment, get those lights all programmed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Less idling.
All right. Thank you. Alan and Trumbull, tell us about the illegal thing you do every day or almost every day.
Well, I moved to this state a couple of years ago, and I never got any of my firearms registered here because I don't know. Well, I'm pretty sure some of them are illegal. And I go out into my backyard and do a little fire practice.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay. So you didn't register your weapons here?
Correct.
Where are you from?
Not saying.
Oh, secret.
He's on to you.
Not telling.
I don't blame you.
No vape pen here.
Yeah, he talks up, and then the next thing you know, he's standing next to Melissa with her vape pen.
Exactly. Right.
What are you in for?
He's like, can I get a hit of that?
Yep.
All right, Alan. Very good. Thank you. We didn't ask Ruth. Do you think Ruth does anything illegal besides speed?
It's gonna be something.
She looks like a speeder.
Yeah,
I don't speed actually.
Yeah, no, I rode.
Really?
I rode with her.
I really don't.
She doesn't.
So I will roll through a stop sign.
Hold on. Mm-hmm. When it's 25 mile per hour speed limit, you do 25 miles per hour.
Okay, no. But
okay, all right.
So it's 26, fella.
All right, and you'll roll stop signs.
I will.
Okay. Anything else?
I might have access to a server that has movies on it that are maybe gray area.
Oh,
gray area. Nice.
Yeah. That was a big thing. Remember that?
Yeah.
Like getting movies when they were just the first weekend in the theater and you get the movie.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like, come over to my house, watch it. How do you have that at your house?
Don't ask questions.
Don't worry
about
it.
You want to see it or not?
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds gave it to me. What are you talking about?
I have an uncle who's in business.
Yeah, it's a screener.
Exactly.
Roberta on the road.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey. I don't know that this is so exciting, but every morning, along with some of the other neighbors, I walk my dog on a beach. In a town that AJ knows, it's totally illegal. They don't have any part here that it's allowed.
Okay.
And you can get arrested for it.
Wow.
For letting your dog walk on the beach.
Can you imagine if they arrested you?
Right. What's the charge?
I mean, it's stupid.
Right.
You know, it really is stupid.
No, but you could steal a car and not really get arrested.
Right.
They just kind of let you go.
But walking a dog.
But dog pooping on a beach, man.
Click.
That's where we draw the line here.
Exactly. Yeah, I use that beach. Yes.
And nobody that walks their dog is letting that happen or not cleaning up after themselves.
Right. Pooping in the park, per se.
Yep.
It's a stupid law. But it's something I do every day.
Every day.
And that's illegal.
There you are.
Every day.
Okay, very good.
Have a good day, guys.
All right, thank you.
She sounds relieved now. So does the dog.
Yeah, she got it off her chest. Yeah. This is one of those phone subjects where you got a lot of fake names.
Yep.
And people don't.
Just remember your fake name.
Yeah, just keep your fake name in mind as you tell the story.
Right, use your dog's name.
We're doing the illegal thing you do every day or almost every day, putting everyone on in the running for the Chaz and AJ strip performance of Papa Roach at Little Pub in Fairfield, August 28th. Penny on the road.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I'm on my way to do my one illegal thing right now,
really?
Which is I'm on my way to the doctor's office. Got myself an appointment, and I just happened to grab my cousin's handicap plaque.
Oh.
Uh-oh, I got Rockstar parking.
Nice.
Yeah.
You drag a leg when you get out of the car, or what?
Actually, no, I have I learned this years ago because I used to do catering for Live Nation out in California. And what I do is I take a little half-inch piece of wood and I slip it under my left heel and my left foot so I kind of walk with a natural limp.
Nice.
Wow.
Well, you thought
you're
this
into
out.
It.
You've thought this out.
Well, you know what? You don't grow old doing nothing, right?
Right.
Yeah. I had my mother-in-law's handicap thing and I brought it with me to the show. Friday, just in case.
Right.
She's 81.
Yeah,
she had knee surgery last year.
Technically, you need
it. I want to get as close as possible for her.
Yeah.
But I felt like this, bad boy.
Right.
I'm like, I'm going to break the law here. Yeah, all right. I got a little juice. I got some energy.
Call me lefty.
Yeah, I feel very freeing.
Right, yes.
Let me tell you. I know that feeling.
We pull up to the parking lot, and there's one lot or the other lot, and the guy goes, oh, Chaz, you're over in the VIP lot. In the VIP lot, that's a real long walk for where we're entering.
Yeah.
And I said, I got nervous. I'm a bad liar. And I said, this is my stepmother, and she can't walk. First of all, it's not my stepmother.
Right.
It's my mother-in-law.
You're just trying it, whatever, yeah. But stepmother sounds a little closer.
And she can walk.
Right.
Just not good.
Right.
But I freaked out. I was like, I'm freaking out, man. I've got pressure.
Wow,
words are coming out.
Don't be a spy.
He was like, yeah, I just go on the lot.
Right.
I'm like, I go on the lot. These two harassed me.
Oh.
Mercilessly.
I can only imagine.
All night.
Wow.
All right, Penny, thank you, and good luck with your law-breaking.
And again, it's all about the confidence. You guys touched on it before. Mm-hmm. It's about the confidence.
Yes.
Have a great day.
All right, thank you. What were you going to say, Phil?
No, there's no better feeling. So Amanda's got a prosthetic leg. She's an amputee. It's a lifelong pass. She's got it forever. She never, it's just like, oh, yeah, you just get a new one like every couple of years or whatever. So when we're in her car,
what do you do with the old one?
Oh, you get it. Yeah, it's expired. You got to get rid of it.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to give too much for it.
I'll Yeah, I'll throw it away for you.
Find a place for it.
Yeah. I'll throw it away for you.
Right. So it could be any car, for example.
It might have her name on it, so I don't know if that's...
It's what are they going to do, though? Are they really going to write the ticket?
It's a man, sir.
But there is no better feeling than pulling into, like, a crowded restaurant and, like, you know, you have your, appointment. Like, you're ready. It's like, hey, my reservation's in there. It's just like, I just got to find a place to park in this damn lot. It's like, oh! Right there, right in front of the place.
And then you see Chaz's car.
That must be for me.
Chaz's car parked in the space.
Yeah. Who took the last spot?
Chaz? And I can't help it. Every time I have that parking moment, I get out and I have this big smile on my face. And there's definitely at least one time someone saw me and they were like, nope, I don't believe it.
Right.
I kind of want someone to challenge me, though. I can't wait to be like, her leg, look at it. It's not real.
Yeah.
Right.
Takes out a pincher. How dare you?
Watch, I'll put a dart in it.
John and Avon.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Hey, morning. How you doing?
Good. So mine's illegal, but it's not too big a deal, I guess. So I work for a company that does service work throughout the state. We actually do service work in the country, so our vans are around all the time.
Uh-huh.
Every morning I stop at a hotel, park my van, and confidently walk inside and enjoy some breakfast.
Nice.
Hey,
the
free
continental breakfast.
Exactly right.
Continental breakfast every morning. Never, nice. Never been challenged, never been asked about it. Like the last person said, confidence is key.
Right.
That's interesting.
Free eggs, waffle maker, the whole
right,
nine yards.
Because no one says, can I see your room key? Or...
No. It never happens.
It never happens.
Yeah, guess where I'm going. Now on.
Wow, that's...
Free breakfast every morning.
Nice.
That's pretty good.
Nice.
Sean, I'm not even mad. That's amazing.
I think that's my... He gets the prize. That's my favorite. Respect.
That is great.
It's not hurting anybody, right?
No.
I don't think there's a law.
Right.
You can't be arrested. You could just be asked to leave the hotel.
Exactly.
They got to, throw that food out at the end of the day if it's been out and people, touched it. Like, you're doing them you're helping.
Yeah. Just take the plate with you.
This helps everybody, John.
I got to go. Okay.
All right, John. Thank you, man. You're in the running. We have a Chaz from New Haven.
Oh.
With a Z. Hey, Chaz.
How you doing?
Good.
All right. So about 11 years ago, I opened up a business, and the dude that came to put my gas meter in was very cool. And I traded him off basically. I got him kind of stoned and traded him off a little bit of extra. And I actually haven't had to pay for gas in my business for 11 years.
Wow.
So we just put my meter on. And
must have been some joint.
Wow. Some fire.
Well, it was a great joint.
Hell,
however,
damn.
I did hook him up pretty well. He just hooked me up that one day, and he just never came back, and that was pretty much it. So I've never paid for gas in my business for the past 11 years.
Forgot where you were at.
Wow. I know, right?
Which one was it again, man? Which one was it? I can't remember.
He doesn't care. He's like, CNG stick.
Yeah, technically, you didn't do anything wrong.
No, he did.
He smoked on the job.
I wouldn't say I did anything wrong. I don't feel as though I did anything wrong. However, I'm kind of scamming a little bit as I go.
Right. Oh, yeah. There's probably someone on your street getting a bill for gas who doesn't even have gas.
Very well could
be. I run electric.
All right. Very good. Love it. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, gentlemen. Have a fun, wonderful day.
You too.
You too. All right. One more. John in Torrington.
Good morning, guys.
Hey. Good morning.
Good morning, Warren. So I'm super not proud of this, but I took some medication one night, sleep medication, and I fell asleep in the McDonald's drive-thru in my boxers and got a DUI.
Oh.
So
I drive every morning under suspension to go to work.
Oh.
Right. Yeah. Stan McDonald's is good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it a far drive to work?
I have to go to work. I got two kids and a wife.
No, but it's a far drive to risk it.
Yeah, it's around the corner. You got to go miles.
45 minutes.
Okay.
About a 45-minute drive every day.
Right. And yep. Man.
But I got to do it. A car's legal. Everything's legal. So I'm not like one of those bums who crash and not pay anything.
Right.
Meanwhile, so we'll drive every day under suspension.
Meanwhile, you're on the phone right now talking to the customer driving.
I'm actually. Going to work.
So you were in line at the drive-thru and fell asleep?
As boxers.
Did you? I was on Ambien. Yeah.
Yeah.
One of those
Did you get to the order? Did you place the order?
So I ordered, and that's where I fell asleep. I was like getting the food, and so it was horrible. It was so embarrassing.
Aww.
You were in between the ordering window and the pickup window.
Oh, so close.
Yeah, I made it to the pickup window.
Oh, he did.
The pickup window. Yeah.
So you must have put it in park, and then you just fell asleep.
No. I drive the electric car, so it just sits in one place, and you're putting off the gas.
Oh.
It doesn't move. So,
that's when the electric car needs to step in and just take you out of there.
Seriously, yeah.
It's like, I can see he's out. We got to go.
Right, get him home.
My driver's out. We're going to not pick up the food. We're just getting out of here.
Right.
Heart rate has dropped. Going home now.
Big Mac getting cold.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing that. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man.
All
right. You're in the running for the tickets, and whoever's on hold right now, we'll put them in the running as
nice.
Well. So, that was fun. Thank you, everybody.
It was.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.